Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
All right, let's everybody stand. Let's sing glory to His name. Sing on the first. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart blood applied. Glory to His name. Sing it. Glory to His name. So sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of. Fountain so rich and sweet, cast our poor soul at the Savior's feet, plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His, sing the chorus. Oh, glory to His name. Yes, glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? Amen. Amen. Brother. We heard the word you said to us, Jesus. You promised of a day you would free us. There were other prophets who spoke of salvation too, but only your claim, Lord, only your claim, Lord, only your reign true. With a crown on your head, you crowned what you said and sealed it forever with what you did for love. When they nailed down your hands, Lord, you nailed down the plan, and with your back to the cross, you backed it up.
You backed it up.
Silently, you knew you would teach us, for your deed would be the sermon that would reach us. Captivated all the earth, mostly without words. It was your action, Lord. It was your action, Lord. It was your action. We heard with the cry. And sealed it forever with what you did for love. When they nailed down your hands, Lord, you nailed down the plan. And with your back to the cross, you backed it up. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Yes, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, with the crown on your head. And sealed it forever with what you did for love. When they nailed down your hands, Lord, you nailed down the plan. And with your back to the cross, you backed it up. Oh, when they nailed down your hands, Lord, you back to the cross, you backed it up. You backed it up. You backed it up. You backed it up.
Not bad for a first time either. It is, it's all, yeah, it's Phil Cross' song. He wrote that, and he always does such a good job. And I appreciate William finding that on a track full of other songs. He was listening for something else and ran across one that it was a keeper. So always good to have Billy and Benita come in the service. I don't know if their preacher called off church tonight or if they heard we were having ice cream. I can't figure out just yet what. It was the ice cream, folks. Ice cream wins out every time. Benita, come sing one for us.
I like to say that I love the Lord, and our preacher did call off the service. We had a long day. We started at 10 o'clock. Actually, we never had Sunday school. It was so good. And the little guy got up and gave his devotion for right before Sunday school and kind of messed up the crowd. But it was a good thing. We got to, I just love the Lord, and I'm always happy to be here. This is my second home. And I love y'all, and I appreciate what y'all do and how y'all pray for us. And I want to give a little testimony. I don't normally do this because I don't run off of the mouth a lot of times in church. Let me go back. I said in church. But I want to kind of set this song up. I chose this song because, you know, a lot of times through the last 2 years, we've had some hard times. And I felt like that not only Billy was going through a hard time, but I was going through a hard time. My children were going through a hard time. My grandchildren, they didn't know whether they was going to be able to see him again. And we all had some difficult times. And every day that he went to dialysis at the hospital in Alabama, I want to say this, if I cry my way through it. Every day that he went to dialysis, he went most of the time for three, more times than most, he went for 4 hours. So I had all that time to myself. And we spent 6 months in the hospital. Just kind of back up a little bit. We spent 6 months in the hospital. Only had 3 weeks home, so the rest of the time was in the hospital. And I never left him much. Very seldom did I ever leave that hospital. But I'd always go to my truck. And I'd always sit there and I would say, Lord, I don't want to ask you why, but it would be okay for me to. But I want you to use this. And I would always say, Lord, use this. I want this to be a testimony. I mean, we traveled for 30-something years. My children are my testimony, actually, for all preachers in their working in church, and my grandchildren are working in church. They're singing, loving the Lord, and most of them are saved except for two and out of the eight. And I thank God for that. I just love what God has done for us. And I told him, I said, Lord, I want you to make this a testimony. So one day in my little pity party, and I have them a lot, and I went to the car, and he was coming back out, and they had changed his rooms, and they put us in this little bitty room, and I was complaining because you couldn't get through to the bathroom because of the bed was in the way, and you couldn't get to the bed because of the bathroom was in the way, the door was in the way, it was just constantly, a table was in the way. It was just like maybe a 5x4 room. That's the way I felt. It probably was bigger, but that's the way I felt because I couldn't get around, and so I left. I got aggravated. Jacob was there, and I got really aggravated. And I walked out, and I said, Lord, I was eating my food in that waiting room. I said, Lord, and I was talking out loud, and this little black guy was sitting over there, and he was on the phone, and he was fussing, carrying on, and complaining to his aunt because he's having to stay there with his grandmother, and I stopped. And I thought, wow, I think I had it. This boy hadn't even seen his mom, and I don't know when. Don't even know whose daddy he is. And he lives with his grandmother. And his grandmother broke her heel, and she's been in the hospital for 3 months. He'd been there every single day. Nobody came up there to give him money. Nobody came up there to take care of him. Nobody seen about that boy. He was probably about, I want to say about 16. And I stopped and I started listening to him. And he started crying. And he said, please, please, Auntie, get up here. Help me. Bring me some money. I haven't ate in 3 days. And he was skinny. He looked like he hadn't ate in 3 days. And I got to thinking. I said, Lord, help. Lord, help me. Here I am, fat and sassy. And I'm sitting here eating. And that boy ain't even eating. I just put my food down. And when he got off the phone, I said, buddy, I said, what's going on with you? And so we carried on a conversation. Long story short, I started witnessing to him. I said, the Lord has brought me here for a reason. And I said, and you don't know the Lord. And he said, oh, I know that Lord. And he started telling me a story of Job. Wow. Where Job had sat in the ashes, and he felt like God had left him alone. And he didn't know which way to go. His friends had turned against him. His wife told him to curse God and die. And now this boy's telling me this story. And he's lost. And I thought, oh my goodness. Who am I? And I said, do you believe that story? He said, yes, ma'am. My grandmother told me a story. That's the devil. He don't want me to tell this story. He said, my grandmother told me this for years. He said, and this is the only story that I've stuck with, is Job sitting in the ashes. And I said, well, buddy, there's better stories than other than that in the Bible. And the story is where Jesus died on the cross. And he died for our sin. And he rose again on the third day. And he got a little flushed. You could tell the little black boy, he was just flushed in his face. And I said, and if you don't know him, you can know him. And he started crying. And he said, my grandmother told me that I needed to straighten myself up. And I said, you do. I said, I see all these markings on your arm. And I see all this. I said, I know that these are gang signs. I said, I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not 56 for nothing. And I said, what, you know, and then he started telling me everything. And then he started crying. And I said, buddy, I'm going to give you some money. But money ain't everything. I said, God's everything. And he said, no, ma'am, you're not giving me no money. My grandmother will whoop me. She'll get up out of that bed and she will tear me up. You're not giving me no money. And I said, well, you look at these God-given eyes. This mama's going to give you some money. And I says, and I'm going to take care of you today and tomorrow. Maybe your aunt will come up here and take care of you. And so he said, okay. And I said, but before you leave out that door, you ain't leaving out that door without me, us praying. And he said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So he bowed, and I prayed for him, and I prayed with him, and I heard him pray. He said, God, forgive me. He said, Lord, take care of my grandmother, but Lord, take care of me. He said, I need your help, and I need you right now. When the boy got up from there, he was a little different. He took off with a little skip and a jump down the hallway. And when he got down the hallway, Billy's room was right here. And I heard somebody in another room, and his grandmother's room was right next door. And he was in there just talking about this woman that gave him money. And Lord, he tried not to take it, but this woman wouldn't take it for nothing. And he says, and I've got something else to tell you, Grandma. And he started crying. He said, I learned today that Jesus loves me. He said, you've told me this all my life, but I really know it now. And that grandmother started screaming, and she started shouting. And I heard the commotion. Me and Jacob was like, and I'm like, who's this commotion? So I walked out the door, and there he stood right there in the doorway. And he said, come here, come here, come here. You got to tell my grandma. My grandma got to meet you. I'm saying that to say this, and I know it was a long story, and I'm sorry. But if we don't choose Christ, and we don't make him Lord of our lives, we don't make him number one in our lives. I mean, things and stuff don't mean nothing to me no more. It doesn't matter to me. I know that I love the things, but God's everything to me. I choose Christ over everything, and that should be our number one testimony, is Lord, whatever it takes, I'm going to choose you, and I'm going to sing this song. Y'all help me.
Not the path I would have chosen. I could see no hope for where I stood. Even though I knew what God had promised, I didn't see how he could work it for my good. Yet that road where pain was my companion, it took me to an unexpected place. standing in the middle of the darkness. That's where my heart would learn to say, I choose Christ when everything around me says give up. I choose faith, I choose to trust, to believe He is good. He'll come through like He said He would.
Surrender, and even when if you don't know the Lord today, if you haven't chosen the Lord to be God of your life, I want to say that He's already chosen you. It's His desire that all should come to repentance, that none should perish. Tonight, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, I sure do hope before this evening is out, gone, and over with, that you will make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. We have a God that is worthy to be praised tonight. I mentioned earlier that there has been incredible services here at the church. Things that could only take place and will only take place if God's involved. I don't know about you, but I do not want to go to a church where we have our song, offering, prayer. Song, prayer, preach, song, pray, go home. That's not what I believe true worship is all about. I'm not saying there shouldn't be some order to God's service. I'm saying that we should be willing to listen to the Holy Spirit. I believe that this evening there may be someone here that doesn't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It could be that you're like that little fella in the hospital room, the hospital area, where he knew of God, but he didn't know Jesus Christ. He knew some Bible stories, but he did not know the author of the Bible stories. Right? He heard about the creation, but he didn't know the Creator. And God used one of His children, their testimony, their time, their situation. He used, in this case, Miss Benita, to bring that little fella to the Lord. And I don't want this evening to pass without giving someone that may need to be saved. I don't want this evening to pass without giving you a chance to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. I want you to be saved if it's God's will. And by the way, we already know it is. You just have to make a decision tonight whether or not you're tired of living in your sin. See, the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, is I don't care how moral we are, how law-abiding we are, how well our teachers or our preachers or our false men or ladies think of us, the truth is we're all born into sin. That makes us just as wicked as anyone on the planet. Because the fact that we're born into sin means that we need a Savior. The first Adam dropped the ball. The first Adam loved Eve and was willing to go to the mat for her. She sinned, so he sinned. Well, there came a second Adam by the name of Jesus Christ, and he took on all the sin that the first Adam caused. Every sin that took place from that time, every sin that will take place into the great white throne of judgment by each person that's ever lived, is living, or will live, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, paid for it all. That means every sin that you've ever committed or ever will commit has been covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you, and he doesn't want you to die and go to hell. So tonight, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, I want to give you an opportunity. Brother Dave, if you would, just come on back. I'm going to ask you if you would stand. I'm going to ask every head to be bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Can I ask a question? Do you know the Lord? Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. I want you to be able to raise your hand and understand that nobody's going to come. No one's going to come to you. No one's going to embarrass you. But can you say tonight, with all confidence, preacher, if I died today, this minute, at this church, I know I'd go to heaven. I've accepted Jesus as my Savior. Can you raise your hand? 100% confidence. Thank you. Thank you so much. Person, individual, you're here tonight, and you could not raise your hand. You could not say, I know for a fact that if I were to die, I'd go to heaven. I want to say to you that ye must be born again. Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for your sin. He did it all because his Father sent him to die for our sins. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And he says, For whosoever, there you are. He died for you. And if you couldn't raise your hand with all confidence that you're a born-again Christian, every head bowed, every eye closed, please, would you be willing to be honest with yourself and this preacher and say, pray for me, preacher. Pray for me that the Lord will deal with my heart and that I will be saved. Would you just raise your hand in all honesty? Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now listen, here's what we're going to do. Brother William, I want you to sing that song you sang a while ago. And while Brother William sings, it's the invitation. And what that means is this preacher is inviting you to come to Christ. This preacher is saying, if you couldn't raise your hand, you need to be saved tonight. Before it's eternally too late, you need to be saved. Won't you be born again tonight? I don't care how old you are or how young you are. If you don't know the Lord, you recognize you're a sinner. You need a Redeemer. Jesus is here waiting for you. Brother William, go ahead. Sing the song. Don't just stand there, sinner. Come on. Let us show you how. You can be saved. Of course, eternally too late. Won't you come? Please, won't you come?
Heard the words you said to us, Jesus. You promised of a day you would free us. There were other prophets who spoke of salvation too, but only your claim, Lord, only your claim, Lord, only your claim rang true. With the crown on your head, you crowned what you said and sealed it forever with what you did for love.
What you did for love.
When they nailed down your Lord, you nailed down the plan, and with your back to the cross, you backed it up.
Hey, what the Lord did for you.
Silently you knew you would teach us, for your deed would be the sermon that would reach us. You captivated all the earth with only words. It was your actions, Lord. It was your action, Lord. It was your action. We heard. Did for love, and when they nailed down your hands, Lord, you nailed down the plan, and with your back to the cross, you backed it up. It's so I'll cherish the old rugged cross until my trophies at last I lay down. Oh, and I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, with the crown on your head, oh, you crown what you said and shield it forever with what you did for love. When they nailed down your hands, Lord, you nailed down the plan. And with your back to the cross, you backed it up.
Person, Jesus loves you. I believe with all my heart there's someone that needs to be saved tonight. Yes, I can feel it in my bones. It's the good news. When church is over, you can still be saved. Still time. Drop to your knees and ask this wonderful Savior to come into your heart and save you. He'll do it. The other night, everybody stood up in church, seemed to say, well, when God convicted my sin, I was in the bathroom. Thank God He'll save you in church, and He'll save you in the bathroom. You just grab one of these God's children and let us show you how you can be born again. I want to tell you, the seed's been planted tonight. I know there's somebody lost. I feel it. Jesus wants you to be born again tonight. Don't wait. Don't wait. I'm done. We're done. I guess if I'm done, we're done. Is that the way it goes? All right, church, let's come forward.